In the past few years, God, Yahweh, has been revealing to his people a return to original truth. And one of the greatest understandings that he has given to us is his affinity and his love for the number seven. Brothers and sisters, the very economy of God is founded on the number seven. It is, of course, the number of completion and perfection. It is a cycle number. It is a number that is repeated so many times in the things of God. The number that is identified with evil and flesh and carnality is six. Seven brings us to that godly number. And I'm talking to you in this video about a very exciting time that is right upon us. Those of us that are in God's church, we are about to enter just a few days from now into the first day of the seventh month of the biblical priestly calendar. Now, I realize that it is the ninth or the tenth month on the worldly calendar, the Gregorian calendar, but on the calendar of this book, on the calendar of the Creator, we will soon enter into the seventh month on the 19th at sunset of September. This, brothers and sisters, will bring us into the most exciting month for the members of Israel. It is the busiest month for us. We do not celebrate paganism as attributed to pagan holidays that the church world and the satanic world celebrate, such as Easter and Christmas and so forth and so on. We celebrate what we're commanded to celebrate in the Word of God. We are told seven times a year we are to gather together into holy convocation. On those days, we are to do no work, if at all possible. We are to refrain from work. I realize we live in a pagan world. Sometimes that is not possible. But if it is, you are strongly encouraged to stop your work on these 7 days every year and celebrate the meaning of these days. You know, every holiday holds a special meaning in people's hearts. When you think of Thanksgiving, a holiday we all love, did you know that Thanksgiving was literally a duplicate of the Feast of Tabernacles? I'll teach you that in another video. But we all have special meanings attributed to certain holidays. July the 4th releases within us a feeling of patriotism. Labor Day releases within us a memory and a remembering of those that have given their lives, so forth and so on. It is no different with the holidays or the holy days that Yahweh has given to the people of Israel, which is you and I, and to celebrate them. Each one of those holidays stirs up within us a euphoric feeling associated with the meaning behind that festival. All right, we've already celebrated three of those holy days this year in the springtime. We celebrated Passover, unleavened bread, and the Feast of First Fruit. Then we've had a break in between that month and the upcoming festivals. Brothers and sisters, begin preparing your hearts, preparing your minds, preparing your spirit to enter into the seventh month of the year. Isn't it funny that Yahweh chooses the seventh month, just like he chose the seventh day, just like he chooses the 50 jubilees, which is seven cycles of sevens. We are entering into the spirit of number seven very soon. I'm going to give you the dates on the calendar. We're going to look at them so you can write them down. These dates should be on your refrigerator. They should be in your memory. They are the same every year. Yahweh's Sabbaths never change. They're just as fixed as his weekly Sabbath. You can depend on them. This year, the first day of the seventh month begins at sunset of September the 19th. Now, in biblical reckoning of time, that would be the 20th of the month, but the world still sees it as the 19th. But in God's word, the new day begins when the sun sets. Every day begins with darkness. We know that just from creation itself. Out of darkness came the light. It is a daily repeating pattern, rhythms and rhymes. Speaking of rhythms and rhymes, if you want to understand more about the subject, I wrote a booklet a while back entitled Rhythms and Rhymes, and it's right here. If you don't have it, I'll send it to you free of charge. Rhythms and Rhymes. We are going to begin now on that night of the 19th when the sun goes down. Actually, that is the 20th of the month of September, but it is the beginning of the first day of the seventh month. That is a high holy day. What are we celebrating? Oh my, I may go to shouting when I talk about it because it's so powerful. That is the Feast of Trumpets. Absolutely. Now, sadly, many people refer to it as Rosh Hashanah, which is a Jewish messed up tradition. They believe that's the beginning of the year, but the Jews are just as wrong as the Catholics and the Protestants. They've all got their own traditions that don't agree with the word. The year begins in the spring, and then on the first day of the seventh month, it is the Feast of Trumpets, the blowing of trumpets. It's a high holy day when all of the Israel of Yahweh comes together to remind themselves, to remind Satan, to be a witness to the world that we are waiting. We are anticipating the sounding of the seventh trump of God when our Redeemer will come back and establish his government right here on earth. That is a night when we blow the shofar, when we begin to sound the trumpet all evening long. You'll hear trumpets sounding over and over and over. We do not celebrate meaningless holidays that the pagans created. These are the holidays of Israel. What an exciting time is right around the corner. It is on that evening at sunset that you must come in to holy convocation. If it's only you and another person, but be sure to convocate with Israel the best way that you can. I realize many of you live alone. You're not around other believers. In that case, get online. Do whatever you can to keep the spirit of that holy Sabbath. Now, 7 days later, after the Feast of Trumpets, comes my favorite feast of the year. Now, this feast will be on the evening of September the 28th, which is 7 days later. This will be the 28th on the Gregorian calendar. It will literally be the 29th on the biblical calendar. But nevertheless, that day is going, I'm sorry, that's the 10th day of the first month, which is September the 28th at sunset. This is the 10th day of the seventh month. It is on this night that we get together one more time. We come in to celebrate, reminding ourselves, reminding the world, reminding Satan of the day of atonement. If you do not understand what the Day of Atonement is, it's enough to shout about. It is when we come together and celebrate, according to the Word of God, the binding, the handcuffing, the arresting of that old Azazel goat. If you've not heard my sermon on the Azazel goat, go to YouTube right now. Type in there A Tale of Two Goats, T-A-L-E, A Tale of Two Goats. We preached that 3 years ago at the Feast of Atonement. You must hear the truth rather than all of these lies. So whatever you're doing, brothers and sisters, on the night of the 28th, that evening, no work is to be done for the next 24 hours. That is a high holy Sabbath day. And if there's any way possible, cease your work and come into convocation. All right, the next one in the same month is coming up, the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this is a special feast. It begins on the evening of October the 4th. Brothers and sisters, if you don't understand these feasts, we've got books and booklets we've written. Order them immediately. We've got YouTube videos where we explain every feast in detail. The Feast of Tabernacles begins on the Creator's calendar on October the 4th at sunset. Now, this is a seven-day festival. During these 7 days, you are supposed to leave your homes. You're supposed to dwell in temporary dwellings because this festival is a celebration of the millennial reign when we shall have a new body. So it is during these 7 days that we remind ourselves of these temporary bodies that we are living in, and we dance and celebrate in anticipation of that new body. For 7 days, we leave our homes. Now, next year, not this year, we will be taking a group on a cruise ship for those 7 days, and we will be leaving our homes to celebrate it millennium style for the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, this year, we do not have any official plans for First Harvest Ministries. We've had some very unforeseen circumstances that we are unable to host an event this year. But please, find an event and get out of your homes for 7 days. My wife and I discussed it this evening. We will be checking into the hotel of our choice for those 7 days. Now, the first day and the last day are holy Shabbats. No work is to be done on those days. Now, after those 7 days, the final feast of Israel occurs on the evening of October the 10th at sunset. That is one of the least understood and one of the most powerful feasts of them all. It is the feast of the last great day. Brothers and sisters, if you do not understand that feast, go to YouTube right now. Type in Shane Vaughn, the last great day. We have several teachings. One was done live in Peru, Indiana at the Feast of Tabernacles last year. That is a two-hour sermon on this amazing event called the Feast of the Last Great Day. That will be celebrated on the evening of October the 10th. Brothers and sisters, at that time, the festivals of Yahweh will come to a close, and Yahweh's true church, all of those festivals will come to an end. And then immediately after that, the next half of the year, the pagans will begin their celebration during the dark period of the year. All of Yahweh's celebrations are on the light side of the year. All of the pagans begin immediately thereafter. The first one being Samhain, which is Halloween, All Hallows Eve. And sadly, God's supposed people will be out there celebrating with the witches, the Satanists, and every fathomable debauchery. Will be God's people, Yahweh's people, will be out there enjoying that night. And then right after that comes the birth of Tammuz, which would be on Christmas morning when the sun god is born. I tell you, I'll teach on that later. But nevertheless, brothers and sisters, What a blessed people we are. I thank God that we were revealed the marvelous truth behind these festivals and we were given something to celebrate. God bless you. Have a great day.